Hi, everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I learned so many things from this episode.
I
definitely need to know.
Well, I mean, back in the day, I learned things.
That's true. Back for the first time you saw.
Yeah, for sure. Hi, guys. We are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. For only $2 a month, you gain access to all of our bonus content. I certainly encourage you to check that out. We have a couple people to thank, Matt.
We have the best people, you mean?
I do mean that. That is correct. First, we have Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Alex, you're awesome.
And Bob. Thanks, Bob.
Bob, despite the fact that you have a very tiny name, you are a great person.
I don't know what to say. Also, I'm participating in the Extra Life Gaming Charity Marathon. All donations go to the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. Help kids with sicknesses, diseases, bad things. If you donate $25 or more, you could have a chance to guest with us in a future episode of your choice. That's extra-life.org/team/The Simpsons Show. I have links in our show notes to that as well if you want to both help a good cause and perhaps be on the show with us. This week's episode is The Simpsons 138th Episode Spectacular. It does say The Simpsons in the title of the episode. It's not just the 138th Episode Spectacular. It is The Simpsons 138th Episode Spectacular. Episode 3, F31, originally aired December 3rd, 1995. Written by Penny Wise, that's John Vitti, and directed by Pound Foolish, David Silverman.
Do we know why they had weird names for this?
They didn't want their names to be on a clip show.
All right, fair enough.
Again, I don't know. I think by the time they recorded the commentary for the DVDs, they had gotten past the fact that I don't think they care at that point, but at the time they probably were like, it's a clip show. We shouldn't get credit for it. We didn't really do much to it. It's not because it's mostly clips.
Yeah. I mean, someone had to direct and write Phil Hartman's lines.
That's true. That is true. But that's still not a lot. The chalkboard gag, I will only do this once a year. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah, they did want them
eventually to do once every like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. They did want them to do it 4 times a year. Fox did initially, which is crazy. 4 clip shows a year is crazy.
That's true.
I'm glad this.
Who would ever do such a horrible thing?
I don't know. I'm glad that the brighter minds prevailed. The couch gag is a montage of couch gags. There's a lot of them.
There indeed is. Some good, some meh.
It's, you know, they just do like a couple, like a dozen, I would say, or more couch gags. There's a lot of them. Episode received a Nielsen rating of 9.5, a Nielsen rank of 48. I guess that's 48th of the week. Episode guest stars Phil Hartman as Troy McClure. There's also in the clip shows, in the clips, there's also Glenn Close is in there, and he also does Lionel Hutz. I'm trying to think of other. Are there any other guest voices in the clips?
Not that I can think of, no. I'm trying to go through all of my head, and it's mostly the main cast.
Yeah, I think Mona Simpson was the one that stood out to me. The episode begins with a Troy McClure intro to what we're watching.
Hello, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such Fox Network specials as Alien Nose Job and 5 Fabulous Weeks of the Chevy Chase Show. Tonight we're here to honor America's favorite non-prehistoric cartoon family. You'll see long-lost footage, never-before-seen material from your favorite episodes, old favorites you can't see in syndication. So join me, won't you, for The Simpsons 138th Episode Spectacular.
That segues into the extended couch gag montage and all that. This is basically kind of introducing us to this concept of what this is. You know, it's a weird parody of the type of show it is. But it is
indeed.
It's a parody of a clip show that is also a clip show.
That's true. It's basically The Simpsons writer's way of saying, hey, we know this is a clip show. We know those aren't super popular, but let's try and mix in a little something so that it's not awful. And they do this with pretty much all of their clip shows going forward and the ones they've had in the past. And it actually does make the clip show, to me, far more palatable.
No, it definitely does. And I think that's the only reason we're actually covering it. Because it may be the only clip show we actually do cover. because I think it's the only one that actually adds enough of a unique spin on it that makes it interesting and fun. Troy McClure's performance, Phil Hartman's performance as Troy McClure, the whole episode is really great. It's really spot on to the weird, awkward nature of this gaudy presentation for what is essentially just repackaged content.
Essentially, yes.
We also see that there's 23% new footage in this. I wonder if that's an accurate number.
I wonder. Like, I was just like, oh, did they just pick the number out of thin air, or did they actually like go time by time? Because actually, if you count the stuff that wasn't shown from previous episodes, like the amount they cut, I think it's actually more than 23%, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of this is deleted scenes and shorts, and that alone probably takes up more than 23% of the running time.
Yeah.
I think the 23% is a good joke, though. We get an introduction to the creators of The Simpsons. We get Matt Groening, who looks like an ornery redneck, I guess is what the best way you could describe it.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. He's weird. He's bald. He's got an eye patch on. He's like, I don't know what they were going for. There's probably somebody they were attempting to.
Well, there is apparently there's a character in Matt Groening's own in Hell, Life in Hell that is similar. To that. There's also a reference. It's a reference to a poster for Patton. I don't know.
Huh.
But they. It's funny that they paint Matt Groening as a. A extreme right winger in this episode, which is pretty far from the truth. He also is
extremely far.
The creator of Johnny Reb and Damnation, pulp comics. Apparently, I'd be interested.
Matt Groening's thing.
I would be interested in seeing a Matt Groening pulp comic because it is kind of way different than all the things he has done. We get James L. Brooks, who just looks like Rich Uncle Penny Moneybags from Monopoly? Yeah, Monopoly.
Monopoly, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sam Simon, who looks like Howard Hughes, which or he looks like Mr. Birds from Springfield with a dollar sign.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
With longer fingernails.
We get a series of the Tracy Ullman Show shorts. They kind of cherry picked five of them, I believe,
something like that. I mean, there's five of them.
The first one I pulled a clip from the first one we see, which is just called the Good Night.
Well, good night, son.
Dad.
Yeah.
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night, son.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Mom.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Mom.
Sleep tight.
I will, Mom.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bed bugs?
I did not pull the Maggie part of that. Because it's all visual.
Maggie sucking on her pacifier.
It's all visual. It's just singing.
Rockabye Baby.
Rockabye Baby. Thank you, Matt. We did a bonus episode on all the shorts for our Patreon, and they cherry picked probably some of the best ones.
They really did. The cookies one I enjoyed, and the Bart as a robot one. I feel like there were still a few really good ones they could have picked instead of the Good Night one. The Good Night one I always felt was a little weird, except for the Maggie part at the end.
I think they wanted an awkward one as well, because by the time you see, especially the one at the last one they show, which is Bath Time, which is Bart within the bath and the as Jacques Cousteau kind of thing. That the animation of that is closer to what we see in the first season of The Simpsons. But those early ones, like the one you see in Goodnight, the animation is really rough. The character models are weird. And that is, I think they wanted to show the weird place that The Simpsons started in.
That's true. Basically, over this series of these clips, you can see how the animation improved and how the voices improved. And especially when you were from Captain Wacky to Homer, that was a big change.
Yes. At the time, though, there was no really much of an internet, not one I had access to. And when I saw this episode, it was kind of mind-blowing. Because I actually, after this episode, I went to, I think the next comic book convention I went to, I went and bought a bootleg VHS of all the Simpsons shorts. Because I wanted to see all
of
them.
Whoa, bootleg VHS, dang.
I know. At a comic book convention, never. They also had a clip of the Japanese Spider-Man show, if you wanted that, on VHS. It's, I don't know, I think this was really fun. I mean, in 1995, I was 10. I didn't, this was like crazy to me, like, because I didn't know about the Tracy Ullman show. The Simpsons started to me with the first episode. Like, that's all I knew. And seeing this was kind of really, this is like a DVD extras section before they existed, this whole episode is.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's, if they're gonna have to do a clip show, doing it this way is fun. You know, it's a way to show, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit, even if it is like with a tongue in a cheek, and you know, and kind of we get Troy McClure, you know, making jokes. But it's I really enjoyed it at the time. I don't. It's not. It doesn't hold up as well because we've kind of moved past that. We have access to all this information now so easily. That's the thing.
That's true. Like in the 90s when this was aired, the internet was a thing. I think we had dial-up back in these days. So it was one of those, like, you could get stuff like this. You might be able to get text and a few pictures, but you weren't able to, like, find these clips. So I could see that happening.
Do you not remember how you felt when you first saw it, Matt?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure I never saw this until well into reruns. So, I mean, I saw it and I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of cool. It's like, oh, I didn't really care about the Tracy Ullman clips. I, for some reason, just bypassed those entirely. But I was able, when I saw the deleted scenes, especially as we're coming up, the Who Shot Mr. Burns, I was like, oh, that's really funny. Even though, to me, it kind of looked like they may have been produced for the show. So
they were not. We will, well, and as we continue, they get past, they play Goodnight, which is about the kids. Homer and Marge get tucking the kids into bed, which you heard. The Perfect Crime, which is Bart eating cookies, stealing and eating all the cookies. Space Patrol, which is, I think, fun in the same way that the first season of The Simpsons is fun. It's kind of a more innocent, simple look. There's World War III, and then finally Bath Time, which they did. Again, if you're interested, you can go find our bonus episode where we talk about every single one of the shorts. But these were probably some of the best. Most of those shorts are a minute long and are either really simple or are really weird.
Yeah, they tend to be pretty weird.
Oh, Buzz Aldrin's in as a guest star too.
Oh yeah, because the Deep Space Homer clip.
Yeah, they do a Deep Space Homer clip. So we get the shorts. Troy McClure reacts awkwardly to them about how they haven't changed one bit. We see the character designs for Krusty the Clown. Just 100% accurate.
That's true. Even the colors were dead on back then.
Yep, they sure got him down. Homer was called Captain Wacky, apparently. I think that was I believe, a joke.
This episode.
Yeah, I believe so. And then finally, to end Act 1, we get a stinger before the commercial, a trivia question. What does the cash register say when Maggie gets scanned? Then we go to commercial.
And when we come back, we learn what did the cash register say.
In the opening credits, what does the cash register say when Maggie is scanned? The cash register says NRA forever. Just one of the hundreds of radical right-wing messages inserted into every show by creator Matt Groening.
That's true. I'm sure Matt Groening was still in the writer's room all the time at this point and wasn't just executive producing.
And I think at this time Matt Groening was probably still participating. Yeah. He still does to a certain extent. I don't think he's...
Yeah, but I don't think he's like sitting in the writing room inserting jokes and
this is not fact. It is what I've gleaned from commentary tracks is I think that he sits in on the script readings. cast readings. Like, he sits on that stuff, but, like, in between writer passes and stuff like that. He's not sitting in the writer's room, but he is still present to a certain extent.
Gotcha.
I think. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows except for him and the people who work on the show.
But fair enough.
I do like the nice trivia thing. That's good. Because as we do ourselves, Simpsons trivia is a big thing, and fake trivia is even better.
It's true. It's one of those things. Fake trivia is always fun because you're like, you have to get a good balance between, is it possible or is it just completely out in the middle? It's out in the middle of nowhere, whatever. But the best fake trivia is like, could that possibly be true? And that just makes everyone's lives worse. So after we learn that wonderful piece of trivia about Matt Groening, we go to the letters, because apparently they've gotten dozens of letters over the 7 years they've done it. Just dozens. Not like hundreds of thousands, just dozens. We get a nice letter asking, I think Homer has gotten stupider. And well, that's probably true. We go to a nice clip montage. Homer being sarcastic, very obviously so. The Flintstones intro. We also get Deep Space Homer when he has the potato chips in space. And then the Treehouse of Horror, the shinning, where Homer says, "Go crazy, don't mind if I do." That's just how Homer rolls.
They're not going to talk about it. It's not going to be a serious look at the presentation of their main character and how he has changed. I don't know. Is it just me that I want a whole episode that's just critical discourse on presentation of Homer throughout the years and how he has, yes, sometimes gotten dumber, but also been inexplicably smart at times? Can we talk about presentation of main characters in sitcoms, especially the patriarchal male, and you know, that paradigm, and how it's shifted since the start of The Simpsons to the end, like where we are today? Can we?
No, Robbie, I'm afraid we can't discuss any of those things. Go back to your little internet hole, and you can talk to your online friends about them.
My online friends like me.
Indeed, they do. They're the ones listening to this podcast. And luckily, we love them, and that's what we get to talk about, but not on the show.
Okay. It's fine. It's clips. This is the clippiest part of the clip show.
It is. It's just clips. And this part is all stuff that basically was real clips that actually appeared in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we get the next letter, which is addressed to Matt Groening.
Dr. Linus Irvin of the Sloan Kettering Memorial Institute writes, "How does Matt Groening find the time to write and draw an entire Simpsons episode every week? For the answer to this, we went straight to the source."
Get out of my office!
Of course, what Matt meant to say, according to his attorneys, is that he couldn't possibly do it alone. And he insisted that we make time to acknowledge the hard work of everyone who makes The Simpsons possible.
So I didn't have time to freeze frame that, but there are a whole bunch of names there. I don't know whether they were actual Simpsons contributors or not, but if you have more free time than I do, go for it.
Some of them are. They're also repeats. Some of those names are repeated 3 times in that list.
So basically they were like, "Oh, let's just throw it together as fast as possible," kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
There were names of writers in there and other people who worked on the show. I don't think they actually did any. I don't think it's like animated any. There's no animation staff in there. I think it's mostly, I believe they're all like either fake names or like, "Hey, it's Mike Scully's name in there for some reason 3 times.
Gotcha. We then move on to the next letter, which is about Smithers. What's the real deal with Smithers? And we go straight into clips of Mr. Burns in a cake for Smithers' birthday. We get Smithers basically responding that, if Burns acted like a dog and sniffed his crotch and licked his hand, he'd totally be okay with it. We get Smithers' boot message from the Malibu Stacy episode. And then we get Burns coming flying in through Smithers' window in a dream. That's, so obviously the real deal is that Waylon Smithers is just a guy. He's 30 something years old. He works at the nuclear power plant, and that's about it. He likes Malibu Stacy. Nothing weird going on there at all. But that is actually the end of this act. From there we get another trivia question, and we go to black.
Yeah, the second act is like 4 minutes long. It's really short. It's weird. Yeah. I was like, I did a double take. I'm like, is that really? They really backloaded this thing. The third act is by far the longest. I guess they wanted to. I mean, it makes sense. They kept the short segment in one part. They kept the actual clips in one part, and then they have basically the third act becomes like deleted scenes. But first, you mentioned that trivia question, Matt. We get the answer when we come back.
Which popular Simpsons characters have died in the past year? If you said Bleeding Gums Murphy and Dr. Marvin Monroe, you are wrong. They were never popular.
I think that's...
That is accurate. That's why they died.
I know, that's pretty good. And then we kind of move into deleted scenes, stuff that they cut from episodes that were too long. Watching these, I actually forgot that some of these aren't in the actual episodes. I think having watched this many times and the other, like, it just has gotten mixed in my head that some of these were actually in the episode.
That's true. A few really stand out. The robotic Richard Simmons, I'm always like, yeah, that never happened. But a few, I was like, really? That wasn't in the episode? Huh.
The Formula One race car with Bart is a particular one that I go,
yeah.
Is it? That wasn't? Okay. It starts with From Krusty Gets Canceled, where Krusty has, he's trying to sell his version of the Madonna sex book. Which, oh god, no. And then him trying to get a job in a hemorrhoid commercial for his replacement show.
Be the after guy. Ooh, I can ride a bike again.
He's not so bad. Yeah, he does a pretty good job. We get in with Dollar Sign Springfield, where Homer was a blackjack dealer. We get a Bond esque scene where he's dealing blackjack to both Bond into a Bond supervillain. Was that supposed to be a particular Bond supervillain?
I want to say it's Blofeld because of the scar.
That's
and
all
the,
of them.
Cat.
I think that's the only one the Simpsons do. I can't.
Yeah. He's the weirdest one.
I guess that's true. He stands out. He has iconic design. Then we get a clip from Mother Simpson, which I have pulled because it's pretty actually, I think, my favorite of all of these.
Earlier this year, Homer's long-lost mother returned, and so did a long-lost care package.
Homer, please. You don't have to wolf down that 25-year-old candy just to make me happy.
But it won't make you unhappy, right? Hey, space food sticks! Oh, I wish I had these on my space adventure. Did you know I was blasted into space 2 years ago, Mom?
Oh, sure. I read all about it. I mean, it was national news. Do you still work for NASA?
No, I work at the nuclear power plant.
Oh, Homer.
Well, you'll be happy to know I don't work very hard. Actually, I'm bringing the plant down from the inside.
I think that should have been
the nose tap.
Does tap on the nose. I wish that felt like it could be in the episode. Like, that was not.
Like, there are some times that I actually thought that is in the episode.
Yeah. We get the Treehouse of Horror, where Homer goes to hell, sells his soul for a donut. And I did pull the Bart trying to tempt not tempting the devil, but Bart messing with the devil.
I'd sell my soul for a Formula One racing car.
That can be arranged.
Changed my mind. Sorry.
Cool. Bart, stop pestering Satan.
I mean, you really shouldn't pester Satan. I mean, he's a busy man or creature.
That's true.
Thing. Devil. Yeah, Troy McClure is sleeping through most of these clips at this point, has to be poked to awake up. We see Homer, a clip from Homer and Apu where they are watching. I understand why this is cut. It's just like 30 seconds of them watching a Bollywood movie.
Yeah, and it's even more offensive than usual.
It's entertaining, but it's dumb and not. It doesn't add anything to that episode. We get the famous Burns' air clip with robot Richard Simmons, which apparently the writers thought was terrible, but then they show it to, like, they've shown it to audiences since at between the airing of the episode and this episode, and everyone thought it was hilarious, so they included it in here. And then we see all those weird Who Shot Mr. Burns alternate endings, which they are, like, you mentioned that they look like they were shot for this episode. They were shot for Who Shot Mr. Burns. They do look pretty like rough because they are rough. Like the only people who knew about it were Harry Shearer and like the production staff. Like no one else saw those things, and they just did it to throw off, you know, in case animators or some people along the way might leak information. They didn't know what to do because they had all these extras. And the only person who talks in any of them is Mr. Burns. No one else says anything.
Yeah. So that would have been really easy for them to make.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what.
Yeah, they were very short. We get, it's Barney, Tito Puente, Mo, Apu, and Sinister Little Helper all shooting Mr. Burns. Like, they're like 5 seconds.
I really like Sinister Helper ones.
Yeah, he's peeking his head out the car door, holding a gun in his mouth. They're all very short, like 5 seconds each. Then finally we get the true, actual, full-length alternate ending, also meant to throw off people, I suppose, who are working on the show to not leak it, in which Smithers was actually the man who shot Mr. Burns and not Maggie. I pulled just the end of it, because I thought it was... most of it's pretty much the same as the actual ending, except for small bits and pieces.
Well, I'm just relieved that Homer's safe and that you've recovered and we can all get back to normal.
Not exactly, Smithers. For attempting to kill me, I'm giving you a 5% pay cut.
Oh. But of course, for that ending to work, you would have to ignore all the Simpson DNA evidence. And that would be downright nutty.
So is that intended to be an OJ joke?
Yes, that is an OJ joke.
Oh, okay.
That is certainly an OJ joke. And then they do a short crack about how they'll keep going until the show becomes unprofitable.
Which has yet to happen.
Yet to happen. Yay. They keep going. And then finally, to end the episode, we get a montage of nudity from the show.
To be fair, nothing is actually shown. It's just, you know, times when the Simpsons were nude.
You get butts. A lot of butts. That's pretty much all you get. There is one, actually, a deleted scene that's in the final montage. It's from Grandpa vs. Sexual Inadequacy. Which was a slightly risque shot of Marge.
Yeah.
It was cut from that episode at the time because censors were sensitive to it. That's how the episode ends. You know, it's a weird thing. Can you think of another show that has done anything like this?
I really can't. I mean, I've seen other clip shows, but, I really can't think of any that go as far as The Simpsons do to make the frame of the clip show actually interesting.
Yeah, and like in the 90s in particular, there was a lot of sitcoms that did this and did clip shows. Like the TGIF shows, all had clip shows. I can remember watching them, and I'm sure, I know like TV shows over the years have done it as well, but none... Like, I do applaud The Simpsons for that, in that they always do try and frame them in a weird way to try and make them more palatable, you know?
Pretty much.
And this one, by far, I think this is by far the best clip show of The Simpsons.
I don't know. I really enjoy the all singing, all dancing clip show.
You can just go on YouTube and watch a montage of the Simpsons songs. You don't need to watch.
I really like the you're right that this one is better because it includes all the clips that, you know, were cut and the Tracy Ullman stuff and whatnot. But I don't know. I really like the frame story for the all singing, all dancing. But you're right. There's less new stuff. That one probably has less than 23% new footage in it.
Yes, it certainly does. It is. It is. I mean, I do like it. If I'm gonna be watching a clip show, it's probably number two, just because it does have all the really good performances in it. But this one is just the most clever and has the most like work put into it.
Yeah, that's true. Especially since you had Phil Hartman there. That always,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Phil Hartman does a good job at being the best weird Troy McClure intro guy MC. His performance is it really, I think, what caps it. I don't know. It's a, you know, it probably will be the only clip show we cover. I enjoy it. I don't know. Do you want to rank this, Matt? Do you think we should?
Not particularly. I don't think it's going to be useful.
Yeah. We're not going to rank it, I think. So sorry, but I did want to, I think we should, it is important to cover it.
It's true, because like we said, this is the main clip show that has lots of stuff that, like I said, it's definitely more than 23% new footage. So it's worthy of covering, but not really of ranking.
Yeah, we will not rank it at the end of the show. No submissions for this from my favorite episode. Surprise, surprise. If you have a favorite episode, simply send it to simpsonsshowpod@gmail.com, explaining why a certain episode is your favorite, and I'll read it when we get to that episode. Next up, Matt, it is time for comments from the news group.
Okay, here we are. alt.nerd.obsessive.
Comments from the news group is where I will comb through the old alt.tv.simpsons news group and see what people were talking about when the episode debuted. Well, the news group is still down, but this is the census aired in December.
Someday.
So I'm going to peek ahead again next week, and hopefully it will be back soon. Like, I don't know what they did, what made all those things just vanish. I'm presuming that the news group just didn't vanish for like 4 months. And it just, there was some problem with archiving it, moving. Maybe files got corrupted or something when they tried to change file types or whatever. I don't know. But again, I'm Simpsons Archive, valuable resource. They have lots of good stuff there. The fairly positive for a clip show, actually. More positive than some episodes. I think it's just because it showed all the weirdness and, like, it was very directly self-referencing, self-parody, that it kind of, most people are like, it's a clip show, but I really like it. I guess it kind of sidesteps the criticism in that way.
That's true. It's like it only includes the parts that the internet denizens find acceptable.
Internet denizens, Matt, those are my friends. Indeed. I think we just talked about that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. They're good, right?
Yeah. They're fine.
They're fine? Not good?
Yeah. Not good. No, just fine.
Your standards are too high, Matt. Nothing else, though. News group's gone. Like, it's vanished still. We'll be back, hopefully, one day. Can read more of those people complaining.
Someday.
And asking where Springfield is. Where's Springfield? This episode tells us for sure. We can move on to our next segment. It is time for the listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow?
KBBL's gonna give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Yellow?
The listener question of the week this week is, what is your favorite Chief Wiggum moment? A lot of good answers. Makes me laugh every time I see all these. Every single answer is going like, oh, yeah, I remember that. First from Spike at Your Apocalypse. Actually, getting pulled into the wiener machine with the line, this is going to get worse before it gets better. Pat at Patrick Evans 2. Oh, my God, it just disappeared. It's a ghost car. That's good. Mitch at Mitch Doyle 13. This is Agent Johnson, FBI. Be on the lookout for a 1936 maroon Stutz Bearcat. Actually, is more of a magenta. Amanda at Drawn to Insanity. Holy Moses, it does taste like grandma. Dan at Smokin' Dan. Put out an APB on Eustace R. Gwo. Better start with Greek Town. You okay, Matt?
These are so good.
And Jeff, this is popular. Put out APB for a male suspect driving a car of some sort heading in the direction of, you know, that place that sells chili. Suspect is hatless. Repeat, hatless. Jacob at Hardware 04. Hey, I'm the chief here. Bake them away, toys. What did you say, chief? Do what the kid said. Which, bake them away, toys, was by far the most popular answer. Sean's answer, watching him run to the Simpsons house as it explodes with beer as Lou calls in for pretzels on the radio. Daniel, Wiggum attempting to nail a sign into a ship dock and falling through. Sign's floating away, chief. Lindsay's answer, Lindsay's answer, shoot out the tires, Lou. It's a tank, chief. You know what? I'm getting real tired of your excuses. Melanie in I Love Lisa, when Wiggum smashes Homer's taillight. Someday the people in this town are going to stand up to you, crooked cops. What? Oh no. Have they set a date? Holly's answer to Sideshow Bob. Hey, no fair. You got long legs and all I got are these little bitty hooves. Horn to Homer. Simpson got a short in your taillight. Started blinking when you made that turn. Upcar's answer. No. Dig up, stupid. That is, dig up is great. Nick, Wiggum tries to make Ralph feel better. I Love Lisa and vows revenge for what happened to him. But first he needs to chase the duck who has his badge. Aw, keep it. All right. Zach's answer is failed bribe scene from Bart Carney. Always gets me. I know it's just a ripoff of Mr. Thompson's theme from You Only Move Twice, but it gets me every time. No, Mr. Thompson is Kate Fear. Right. Matt, do you want to be Homer or you want to be Chief Wiggum?
I will be Chief Wiggum.
Okay, you go ahead.
Gee, I hate to close you down. Maybe we can reach a little understanding here.
I understand. Hey, Dad, I think he wants... Not right now, son. Daddy is talking to the policeman.
Let me put it this way. I'm looking for my friend Bill. Have you seen any Bills around here?
No, he's Bart.
Listen carefully and watch me wink as I speak, okay?
Okay.
The guy I'm really looking for, wink, is Mr. Bribe, wink, wink.
It's a ring toss game.
All right, that's it. I'm shutting this game down.
Homer being oblivious is always fun. It doesn't matter. They're going to do it 1,000 times. It doesn't care. It's great every time. And finally, from Alan, what is your fascination with my forbidden closet of mystery? That was the second. After Bake 'Em Away Toys, Forbidden Closet of Mystery was the second most popular. Okay,
Matt. How would anyone be interested in that?
I know. What is your answer, Matt?
I'm going to go with the Lindsay's answer from Brother's Little Helper. Shoot out the tires, Lou. It's a tank, Chief. You know what? I'm getting real tired of your excuses. Also, when he makes fun of Lou for liking frittatas rather than Belgian waffles. And there's one point, I believe, in Homer to the Max. That's the Max Power episode, right?
Correct.
Okay. Where the dog runs off into the water and Lou goes after him and stops to take his shoes off. And Wiggum tells Lou, the shoes are part of the uniform. And makes him run in the water with his shoes off. Sorry. Your answer, sir.
I'm going to go with Bart the Murderer when Wiggums says, Fat Tony, he's a cancer in this town. And I'm the cure. Wait, what cures cancer? It's a very, very simple, dumb Wiggum. There's so many good answers. Wiggum is full of idiotic remarks that are really funny and dumb and clever at the same time. But that one's the stand that stands out in my mind. Also, he's very slowly, what's from the Simpsons spinoff showcase. He's very with the that's not really Wiggum, but Wiggum's there, you know, very slowly getting away. Okay. Next week's question. I don't know if we've done this. If we have, it's been so long ago that I forget. So, what is your favorite couch gag?
Ooh.
All of them. You know, even the newer ones that aren't really, like the modern Simpsons episodes that aren't really couch gags. They're just really long, extended, weird, funny intros that aren't.
Yeah.
There's a couch probably in there, but, you know, they're not like this. You can do those or you can do the classic ones too. It's up to you. You guys always have fun with the, I always leave things open. I will post this question all over our social media places, facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, Twitter @SimpsonsShowPod, and you can email us at SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. Reach out to us on those places, like, follow, subscribe, social media words, et cetera, try and post Simpsons related things when I see them. We also have, you know, great people there. Great, like, you know, I like the weekly listener question threads are always great. A lot of back and forth. We can move on, Matt, to our next segment. You ready?
I'm ready.
It is time for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The No Google Trivia Challenge is where Matt and I will try and challenge each other with 3 trivia questions. 1 easy, 1 medium, 1 hard, and try and stump the other. This season, we have a wager, like we've had in the past couple seasons. Whoever loses has to eat, or at least attempt to eat, 64 slices of American cheese. I am losing by 4 points at the moment. I hope I don't lose for the third time in a row. That'd be not great, not good. That'd be bad. Matt's a bad person. He always asks me questions from episodes I haven't seen in like 15 years.
Yep.
I'll start us off, Matt. All right. Your easy question. This I have a theme. It's a very simple theme. You'll quickly pick up on it. Your easy question is, who is the character of Dredrick Tatum based on?
I believe it is Mike Tyson.
That is correct. What's my easy question?
All right, sir. Your easy question. Who is Mr. Burns' faithful assistant?
That'd be Waylon Smithers.
You would be correct.
Except for that one episode where Homer does it.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we don't count that one.
Okay.
Smithers was off doing his Malibu Stacy musical.
That's true. No, he's on vacation. He went to...
Oh, right. That's the one where he goes to the special resort where you can't take pictures.
Exactly. Your medium question. In what episode does Dredrick Tatum first appear?
does he first appear? Doesn't he appear in Bart the Murderer, but doesn't speak?
I'm the one asking questions here, Matthew. You are here to answer the questions.
Fine. Let me think. Okay. Let me go through the seasons in my head and see when he would have been there. He's obviously there for that. Okay, I'm going to say, probably going to be wrong here, but I'm going to say Homer versus Lisa in the Eighth Commandment.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You are correct.
Oh, whew. I couldn't remember, because I swear he's in the background of, not Bart the Murderer, never mind, my brain is fried, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, your brain is so fried that you get the answer right, Matt. And you go ahead, because now it is your turn to ask me a question.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, how did Smithers' father die?
Didn't he sacrifice himself in the power plant? Like, he got locked into, like, a chamber or something like that to save people. Like, it's a self-sacrifice of some sort.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's close enough. The reactor was overloading. He went in to turn it down, and he couldn't get out.
Yeah, and then the kids find a skeleton.
Yeah.
That's a good episode.
Indeed.
That's a good children, Homer and Friends as Children episode.
It's one of the few really good ones, I thought.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Anyway.
Your hard question, Matt. If you get this one, I will be super surprised.
Okay.
It's not impossible, though. You may know it. Dredger Tatum enters to what song in The Homer They Fall in the penultimate boxing match?
Oh, God. I might actually know this, because Homer does Why Can't We Be Friends?
Yeah, I know, that one's easy. That one's the one to remember, because it's so funny.
Oh, gosh. Homer They Fall. Have we done that one yet?
We have not.
If not, okay. That's what I thought. So if we've done that one, because I feel like I've asked trivia from that one for some reason. Oh, God. What does he enter to? I have no clue.
It is Time for Some Action by Redman.
Of course. Yeah, that was my jam back in the day.
Yeah, I know. You love Redman, right?
I do. Wasn't he in that show about going to Harvard? Method Man and Red go to
How High, yeah. That was a show. They were gonna make I don't know if they actually produced. Is that show actually produced? That was based on the movie How High is actually not bad. What's my hard question, Matthew?
I was about to say, you're gonna run off without answering yours.
Okay. Well.
In the Blunder Years, which, as you may have guessed, I based my questions on for this, what type of tea did the Simpsons use to remember how Homer found the corpse as a child?
I don't think I know this. Is it sleepy time?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Sorry, it is the Yaqui Indian tea.
Yeah, I thought it was it involved in some ceremony, like some sort of like vaguely ethnic very vaguely ethnic ceremony that Homer remembers things, but I can't remember, so I just went with a very generic thing. We that ties us up for this week. I'm still 4 points behind, but you know, that's within,
that's doable.
I can reach that. You know, that's close. I have a bonus question for you, Matt. You don't get any points for this question. I'm sorry, but it is from Fine. John. He's sent us a question I want to ask you, because I really like the question. It's difficult, but you might stand up to this challenge. Okay. In El Viaje Misterioso de Nuestro Homer, The Mysterious Voyage of Homer, other than Chief Wiggum's booth, name the five other chili stands and the characters who run them.
Well, I know there's Flanders's, because it's two alarm chili at most.
Two and a half, maybe.
Yeah, two and a half tops. You said beside Wiggum's, right?
Mm-hmm. So you have okay. There's four more.
I'm pretty sure there's Bumblebee Man.
Not listed.
Not listed, okay. Doesn't Lenny have one?
Also not listed.
Okay, well, never mind that.
Lenny's selling spice racks.
That's right.
Lenny's not selling chili.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, we have Munt's family chili with the slogan, it takes weeks to make months.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We have old Elihu Yale-styled saltpeter chili from Mr. Burns.
Okay.
And then we have Professor Frink's virtual chili. We have Firehouse Ned's five-alarm chili. Two and a half at Tops. Two-alarm chili. Firehouse Ned. What is it that Todd or Rod, are you going to jail? Is that what he asked?
Are you going to jail, Daddy?
Are you going to jail, Daddy? And then finally, Moe's Chili Bar.
Moe's, of course.
So because you got that wrong, Matt, we're going to deduct 10 points from your total. I mean, that's fair, right? You get those questions wrong, you have to be punished in some way, right?
Sure. Okay. That seems totally fair.
Glad you agree.
That was sarcasm.
Okay. If you guys have a questions or a theme you want us to use, you can send them in to any of those aforementioned social media places, and I'll do my best to use them if possible. I will at least, we can at least touch on it a second. We can move on to our final segment. Segment we end every single episode with. It is time for best episode ever.
Best episode ever.
Best episode ever is the part of the show where Matt and I rank the episodes categorically, so we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. We mentioned earlier, not going to rank this one. I mean, if we did, it would just be really low. You know, it's not it's not a real episode. It's just deleted scenes and like the shorts and stuff, which are, you know, it's the framing device is fun, but I don't want to try and rank it against like any actual episode because we get into a situation where it's like a Treehouse of Horror situation where they just are so different that it's
nothing hangs together.
It's not really an apt comparison at any point. And we're not doing any other clip shows, so it's not like we're going to rank the clip shows. Although I would, here, it's number one for me. I give you that. It's number one.
Yep. But, number one clip show, yep.
Yeah, it is number one in our hearts for clip shows. But number one on our list is Cape Fear. Still holding strong, but every single week we go on, it gets tougher and tougher competition. Our last place, 129, is still Homer's Odyssey. Also, will be supplanted. I don't think either number one or number 129 are going to be there forever.
Nope.
I think that at some point they're going to be passed. What is our next episode, Matt?
I believe our next episode, which almost was this episode, Marge Be Not Proud, an episode I always think is way earlier than this.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about these seasons in particular is that they jump back and forth between like really weird conceptual things and then really heartfelt episodes like this one. So I really like Marge Be Not Proud. So I'm really excited to talk about it. That'll be next week. You can check out the best episode ever list at our website, simply thesimpsonsshow.com. Everything is there. New episodes, downloadable and streaming, links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed. Easy, no having to type in all that weird addresses with all those words. Also link to our Patreon. If you think the show is worth a dollar or two, throw it our way. The show remains ad-free because of it. I think that'll do it for today. Kind of a short episode, a little shorter than usual, but I think it's just the nature of doing a clip-ish episode.
Yarp.
You can find me on Twitter at MixMasterCereal. That's MixMasterCereal. Please check out my other podcasts. One is Handsome Boys Comics Hour. It's about comic books. The other one is The Serial Fanaticist. That's Fanatic IST. It's about kind of everything. Interesting discussions about interesting topics. Matt does not participate in social media unless you're a certain level of Patreon backer. You will not find him.
That is accurate. And this weekend, or probably for the next several weeks, I will be either working or asleep. So unless you are the Sandman, just don't bother. Sorry, guys. I'll get back to you when I can.
What if they play football for the UCF Knights?
They don't have a game for the next 2 weeks, so still.
What if they play?
No need to worry. What if
they play basketball for the Orlando Magic?
All they have to do is fall down and spell a message in their sweat on the court, and then I'll probably get it.
How about if they play a unique version of Turn Down for What over the stadium's PA address system?
Then I will find them. I will harm them.
Okay. Hey, Matt. Turn down for what?
No. I'm not turning down anything. Turning it up.
Oh, all right. With that, we can go on a day. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching The Simpsons.
Shh.